Chapter 8. A Snapper.
Frances led Mary Jane, Virginia, and Cara through a stand of trees into a field of flowers.
"Frances, wait,"
said Cara. Picking a few of the brightest flowers, Cara wove them into a fragrant garland and draped it around the neck of her teenage friend.
"You always look so pretty in color."
Smiling, Frances led them across the field and up on a small rise on the other side.
"Look at that,"
she said triumphantly, pointing to a city in the western sky.
"Just look at it,"
she squealed again in delight.
"Look closely, and you can even see a golden stairway that leads right up the mountainside. It's Destiny."
"No, Frances,"
answered Cara softly.
"That's the city of choices, and we've already made our choice."
"What?"
asked Frances, quiet and cold.
"Destiny is that way,"
answered Cara, pointing to the north.
"You're joking,"
interjected Virginia.
"You mean we're not even going to go have a look?"
"We agreed to follow Polaris, remember? And tomorrow is the day we cross the water."
"Speak for yourself,"
answered Frances defiantly.
"I'm climbing the golden stairway."
"We can't let her do it alone,"
added Virginia quickly. Cara looked to Mary Jane for support.
"Okay, we'll go,"
said Mary Jane reluctantly.
"But only for a day."
Startled, Cara gasped in surprise.
"But don't you remember what Intellect told us?"
In response, Frances turned on her heel and began marching toward the city in the western sky. Virginia quickly fell in behind her. Mary Jane looked apologetically at Cara and shrugged her shoulders, then followed the path of her sisters. Cara pulled her knees up to her chest in the field of clover and watched them walk away. Hope lay down beside her.